Welcome to this Lenten meditation, where we enter into our first week of Lent, of wandering with our souls and opening up hidden chambers within our heart space. We enter into this space with the story of Jesus in the desert, tempted by a figure called Satan. Satan, however, is an inaccurate translation and understanding of the story. The correct translation of the Hebrew word for Satan is the adversary, or rather the ego. The story becomes richer and far more relatable when we realize that there is no red devil with flames coming out of its nostrils, but only the mind that twists our words and thoughts into believing that we are not beloved just as we are. But today we enter into the condensed story of Jesus in the wilderness found in the Gospel of Mark. But before we begin reflecting on our text, let us arrive. Let us come into this space fully with our minds, our egos, our bodies, and all the stresses and wonders we have encountered this day and this week. Notice where your body is calling you to attention today. Simply notice any tensions or tightness without judgment and without criticism. And then slowly start to bring awareness to the breath as it moves in and out of your body. Maybe begin to slow down your breath, pulling in new oxygen to the base of your belly and exhaling completely. And as you arrive in your breath, start to bring your awareness to the top of your head. Notice any thoughts that linger, and any tightness in your forehead, your cheeks, your eyes, and your jaw. Simply breathe into these areas and begin to soften your face. Allow your breath to move into your chest, your shoulders, and your upper back. You might want to roll your shoulders up and back to expand your heart space, elongate your neck, and allow the tension in your shoulders to soften. Bring your awareness now to your stomach, your lower back, your arms and your hands. Start to let your breath soften these areas, bringing new energy and new life into each part of your mid-body. And then gently let your breath move further down into your hips, into your sit bones, into your quadriceps and your hamstrings. Slowly bring that awareness to your knees, noticing any sensations here without judgment. And then bring your breath down into your calves and into the top of your feet, the soles of your feet, and into each toe. Start to notice how your feet interact with the ground. Maybe start to visualize your feet sinking into the earth, uniting as one with the dust of the earth, like a tree with roots. And as we enter into our scripture today, simply hear these words, not just with your ears, but with your whole body. Notice the tension, wonderment, or nothingness that arises as we hear these words, and know that you are safe here, in the wisdom that your body continues to convey to you, your body that is infused with the breath of Christ, Ruha, Spirit. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my child, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by the adversary, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Turn around and believe in the good news." These are the words of the Holy One. As we enter the first week of Lent, we're given probably the most underwhelming wilderness story. The story's length is two sentences long, and it doesn't give us much to grapple with as we try to enter into this Lenten season. But perhaps the author of Mark intended it this way for a reason. Mark's gospel is the shortest of the four. It does not add extra sentences for effect, and it does not wait for us to understand a story before moving on to the next one. It does not give well-rounded endings, and even at Jesus' resurrection, we are left scratching our heads. But Mark is intentional. Every word Mark uses has layers of meaning. Mark was speaking to an audience that would have known every word Mark chose, had stories and mythologies behind them. And so when we hear Mark's words, we are expected to know the stories and footnotes that automatically come with them. It is the same with our scripture reading today. We are given a short wilderness story for a reason, and we are given a short gospel for a reason. Indeed, the answer is embedded into today's scripture in Mark's use of the concept of time. At the end of our scripture, Jesus declares, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Turn around and believe in the good news." A kingdom as illumined in Jesus' use of the present tense that is here for us now. Time is irrelevant, or rather, linear time is irrelevant. 40 days is just a number to illumine significance, not literality. Indeed, it was 40 days that the rain fell as Noah, his family, and animals floated in safety. Moses was 40 years old when he heard the voice of God through a burning bush. It was 40 years the Israelites wandered the desert themselves. And it will be 40 days before Jesus ascends after his resurrection. As much as we are invited to explore the wilderness or the desert of our own souls, these 40 days of Lent, 40 is just a number to illumine its symbolism, not its length. 40 symbolizes a time of waiting, a time of searching the soul, a time to grapple with grief, and a time of wandering in the wilderness. This 40 days in the desert is meant to be a time of presence in this moment, separate from the other 39 days, 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds. God's time is never linear or literal. Rather, God's time is imminent, present, and here for us now, in this moment. For it is the only moment that ever exists. And so when we hear our scripture, we are invited into a time that is fulfilled now. A kingdom of God that is at hand now. A spirit of the Holy One that has descended on us now. There is no time to waste, for there is no time apart from now. As we enter into a time of meditation, of coming back into our breath and body for a few minutes, I invite you to hear how the Spirit might be prompting you into presence, into the divine love that is here for you, not in the past, not in the future, but right now. So as you leave this space today, as you wander further into the desert of your soul this Lenten season, may you open to the presence of the Holy One, the breath of God that is coursing through your veins in this moment. May you remember to turn around and be present and accepting of your journey and of the wisdom that already exists for you here and now. Thank you.